Grace and peace from our Father God and our Lord Jesus Christ be unto you. Amen. So the title of the sermon I'm going to read for you, as prepared by Pastor Harold, is, as shown on the screen, The Burden of Weariness, based on Psalm 23rd, verse 2nd, which says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Can you say that with me, the verse? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. I'll give you a list of consequences and you guess the cause. It affects 1/3 of Canadians and is faulted with 10,000 deaths each year. It annually costs our country $25 billion of productivity. Teenagers suffer from it and blame it for poor school performance. Middle-agers face it, especially around the age of 40, and it affects over 50% of folks over the age of 65. Any idea what's being described? The answer may surprise you. Insomnia. Insomnia, the inability to sleep. We are a people who cannot rest. There are times I cannot sleep. There are times you cannot sleep. There are times we all need more peace and rest. No wonder that in this 23rd Psalm, we hear this about our shepherd in verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Far too often, our bodies are tired, but we cannot rest. Studies suggest that every week, we in Canada consume 10 tons of aspirins, sleeping pills, and tranquilizers. The solution seems so easy. Get some sleep. But we laugh. Oh, but we have to work hard. We have to make more money. We have to achieve more success. We have to get ahead. Rest? Oh, no. Our motto so often is, it all depends on me. If I don't do it, it won't get done. I must figure it out. I must handle it. And I must not rest until everything is as I think it must be. And we are tired because of this. Our minds are tired. Our bodies are tired. But much more important, our souls are tired. Jesus said something very clearly about this push, push, push lifestyle. He asked a loving question. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet lose his soul? We are a people who can be described as soul tired. We know there is more to life than what we struggle with day after day. We are a people described by St. Augustine in his prayer, my heart is restless until it rests in thee, O God. We are a people made for eternity, and we ask eternal questions. What is the meaning of life, of my life? Where is my life going? What is right? What is wrong? Does God care about what concerns me? How and when will my life end? What is eternity? These are questions of the soul. And left unanswered, such questions will steal our rest. Those who study such matters tell us that only one creature has as much trouble resting as we do. Not dogs. They doze. Cats invented the catnap. Bears hibernate. An animal called the sloth sleeps 20 hours every day. Most animals know how to rest. But there is one exception. They are also the subject of David's Psalms. Sheep. For sheep to sleep, everything must be just right. No predators lurking around. No tension in the flock. No bugs in the air. No hunger in the belly. But the truth is, on their own, sheep cannot find safe pasture, cannot ward off their enemies, cannot spray bug spray, cannot locate a good food supply. They need help. They need a shepherd to lead them, protect them, and help them to lie down in green pastures. Without a good shepherd, they cannot rest. Without our good shepherd, neither can we. In this 23rd Psalm, David the king thinks back to his own youth caring for sheep. In verse 2, our verse for this sermon, he paints a picture. Here's the picture. A flock of sheep on folded legs, bellies nestled deep in lush, tall grass, a still pond of water on one side, the watching shepherd on the other. David writes about the Lord, our shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Have you noted the two pronouns before the two verbs? He makes me to lie down. He leads me. Who is the active one? Who is in charge? The shepherd. The shepherd selects the trail and prepares the pasture. The sheep's job, our job, to keep our eyes on the shepherd and to trust his care. The prophet Isaiah puts it this way in Isaiah 26, verse 3. O Lord, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Today we are talking about resting in the Lord, resting in his green pastures and by his still waters. In the Ten Commandments, do you know which one deals with our need for rest? Of the ten declarations carved on the stone tablets, which occupies the most space? Murder? Adultery? Stealing? You'd think so. Certainly, it's worth many words, but curiously, each of these commandments are quite short. God needed only 5 English words to deal with adultery, and 4 to handle murder and stealing. 4. Thou shalt not steal. 4. But when he came to the topic of rest, the topic of today's sermon on Psalm 23, a few words would not suffice. Instead of 4 or 5 words, listen to the verses that talk about our need for rest. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and he rested the 7th day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it, as recorded in Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11. 5 words on adultery, 4 each on killing and stealing, but 107 words about our need to rest. God knows us so well. He knows our need to rest in him. He knows our need for Sabbath. By the way, Sabbath is the Hebrew word for rest. How about that? The day of worship is meant to give us rest. The goal of the Sabbath day is not to quickly put in an hour at church so then I can get off to all the stuff I need to do. Or I can get to all the stuff I need to do. God gives us a Sabbath so we can rest. But still we object. But if I rest, who will run the store? What about my grades? If I'm gonna get ahead, I can't let up. I've just got too much work to do, too many places to go. I'm just too important. Can't depend on anyone but myself to do what has to be done. We offer up one excuse after another. But God silences our excuses with a simple but clear message. In 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and rested on the Sabbath day. What is the simple but clear message here? He says to us, if creation didn't crash when I rested, it won't crash when you do. Would you repeat these words after me? It is not my job to run the world. I can rest in the care of my good shepherd. Thank you. Psalm 23, verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Green pastures were not the natural terrain of Judea. The land around Bethlehem, where young David kept his sheep, was not naturally lush and green. Any green pasture, even today in that area, is the work of some loving, caring shepherd. He has cleared the rough, rocky land. He has dug and lifted rock after rock after rock. He has prepared the land, torn out and burned the thorny brush, and irrigated the desert with precious waters so the grass can grow lush and tall. He even prepares a pond with still, sweet water for thirsty sheep. This kind of green pastures and still waters do not just appear overnight. Such is the work of a faithful and good shepherd. He does his hard work with his own hands. With his own hands. His nail-pierced hands. Jesus, our shepherd, created a pasture for our soul. He tore out the thorny underbrush of condemnation and had it nailed to his own cross. He pried loose and cast far away the huge boulder of our sin. How far away did he cast them? The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west. In the place of sin and condemnation, he planted deep, lush grass of grace and dug sweet, still water ponds of mercy. And in this green pasture of the soul, he invites us to rest. A song also reminds us of this same invitation of our good shepherd and Lord. The song goes something like this. Can I hear some? Ashley, can I hear some?
Cast your burdens upon me, those who are heavily laden. Come to me, all of you who are tired of carrying heavy loads. For the yoke I will give you is easy, and my burden is light. Come to me, and I will give you rest.
Can you imagine the satisfaction in the heart of the shepherd when, with his work completed, he sees his sheep rest in the deep grass of the green pastures? Can you imagine the satisfaction in the heart of God when we do the same? His pasture of rest is his gift to us. This is not a pasture that you have made, not a pasture that you have deserved. It's a gift of God. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." In a world rocky with striving and weariness, in a dry desert that exhausts your soul, Jesus your shepherd invites you to lie down in the deep grass of his green pasture that he has prepared just for you. There, your burden of weariness will be taken from you. There, you will find true rest. In the name of Jesus, amen.